Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon, it's Tuesday the 16th of May, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Tom Rado. Ukraine leader Volodymyr Zelensky promised UK attack drones during London visit. The UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has promised hundreds of new long-range attack drones for Ukraine as Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit to the UK yesterday. Government officials have stated that the weapons are critical in helping the country defend itself against the relentless bombardment of its national infrastructure by Vladimir Putin's army. The visit comes ahead of the Council of Europe summit in Iceland, which Mr. Sunak is due to attend and Mr. Zelensky will address virtually, as well as the G7 summit in Japan. Mr. Sunak will use the gatherings to push for sustained support for Ukraine in the fight against the Russian army. It also comes as Ukrainian forces began to seize back ground in Bakhmut, which has seen some of the fiercest fighting in Europe since the Second World War. Moscow admitted on Friday that Russian troops had retreated to more favourable positions near the Berkivka reservoir northwest of Bakhmut. Polish government to increase its flagship child benefit from 500 plus to 800 plus. The governing Law and Justice Party leader Jarosław Kaczyński made the announcement during the party's convention in Warsaw on Sunday. Under the new plan, dubbed 800 plus, the government is to increase child benefit to 800 zloty a month per child, up from 500 zloty. Kaczyński also announced that retired people over 65, as well as children under 18, will be entitled to free prescriptions, which has long been the case in many countries, including the UK. The Law and Justice leader also said that the government is to make highways and expressways across the country free of charge. Thousands of Poles are leaving the UK and returning home to booming Polish economy. The Polish economy is growing so fast, by 4.9% last year, that it is set to overtake Britain's by 2030, according to a report earlier this month published by The Telegraph. Poles previously made up 23% of EU migrants in the UK, and about 10,500 Poles worked in the NHS, its fourth largest non-British nationality. Among other areas of growth, Poland's capital Warsaw has become a tech hub where Google and Netflix are among the big US firms setting up offices. There are now Facebook groups, forums and blogs about Poles returning home from the UK, and it is also the fifth favourite place for UK pensioners to retire to. The cost of living crisis in the UK has been a major factor in many accounts of Poles moving back to their country of origin, as well as both rental and property prices being more affordable compared to average wages. Robert Lewandowski goals inspire Barcelona to the Spanish La Liga title. Barcelona claimed their 27th La Liga title and their first for 4 years on Sunday after two first-half goals from Robert Lewandowski spurred them to a comfortable 4-2 victory over local rivals Espanyol. Barcelona have scored 64 goals so far this season, owing much to the league's leading marksman Lewandowski. The Polish legend is on course to receive the Pichichi Award for most goals scored in what was his debut season in Spain, having netted 21 times, four more goals than Real Madrid's Karim Benzema.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and breezy. Moderate winds will come in from the west. Cloud cover will range from 75 to 80%, with sunset expected at around about 8:45 p.m. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 18 degrees Celsius or 64 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 7 degrees Celsius or 45 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. The temperature is expected to drop by a few degrees tomorrow and over the course of the week, but remain cloudy with sunny spells. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.